Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. Here we are. We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thanks for being patient. I'm trying to buy tickets online for the new Avenger movie. I didn't realize that this Sunday was Mother's Day. I know. I've been dealing with my mom all week. Now I gotta spend the day with her. But always nice to watch a movie because the family member feels like you're spending the day with them. Right? But you get to spend 2-3 hours in a movie theater not even having to interact with the family member. That's the trick we always do. Whenever it's Mother's Day or my dad died. Father's Day, you know, my father, he's like, you know, leave me alone. Father's Day, dads really don't want Father's Day. I mean, if you really ask your dad, or, you know, you yourself, what do you want for Father's Day? Like, leave me the hell alone. You know? I mean, I almost feel that same way as a mom. You know, if you really want to do something so special for me for Mother's Day, leave me the hell alone. Let me take a good nap. If I could get a nice 2-3 hour juicy nap, I'm happy. I don't need a soap on a rope. I don't need an ashtray. I don't need, you know, all the, right? The kids still make ashtrays, by the way. See, Mom, look what I made. This is a clay ashtray. For who? So I'm buying this now. They're out of 3D Iron Man, not Iron Man, they're out of 3D, but they have something here called Atmos. 3D Atmos. Now I'm thinking Atmos means like atmosphere. You guys probably know more about this. So I guess I'm not really sure what I'm buying, but it looks like it's more expensive than the others. And I'm a little scared because the 3D appears to be completely sold out. Okay? But the 3D Atmos is wide open. So I don't know. Maybe Atmos makes you move around, you know, kind of jiggles you a little bit. Like those, they used to call them, what, magic motion machines? We had to sit there and watch a movie and then you kind of shake around. So I don't know if the theater already built that in where we're kind of shaking around and being, you know, thrust back and forth. I was telling my engineer, I wouldn't mind that because, you know, Thor on the screen, go ahead and thrust my seat into the arms of Thor. So as far as I'm concerned, I'll pay triple for that. So if they want to do that, that's fine. But I'm a little nervous because there's lots of empty seats for Atmos. So I'm not sure. Maybe it's because people are like me. They're like, I'm really scared of Atmos. You know, maybe Atmos is some sort of a procedure they do on you. You know, maybe it's like a LASIK procedure before you watch a movie. One is 3D, but the other is Atmos, like LASIK. So they're going to do something to your corneas before you watch the movie. And then after the movie, they do something. I don't know. I'm a little freaked out by that, but I did buy the tickets. Now, I remember the good old days when you could buy a movie ticket for $3.50. These tickets now, look at this, $11.75. Wait! $11.75. Here's the thing. I entertain you guys for free. Right? You guys aren't paying no $11.75 to listen to me or to even watch me. And I got to pay $11.75 as an adult. I try to do the senior. The senior discount is good. Senior is $11. So I could try to go as a senior. You know, I haven't dyed my roots recently, so I got a lot of grays. But most likely they'll be like, ma'am, no. So I'll take my mom so we get the senior discount. You know, one good excuse to take my mom. At least one of our tickets could be discounted. And then the kids, I'm going to tell them to act like they're 10. You know, even though they're like 15 and 12. So we'll see how that goes. What do I usually take to the movie theater? Well, I stuff my purse, you know, with food because I don't like to spend, you know, $10 for a soda or popcorn. And I like healthy stuff. So I pack water. I pack my Tums. I pack these goji berries, these chocolate-covered goji berries. The problem with chocolate-covered goji berries is to make you poop, you know, and in about 2 hours it kicks in. So I can't go to, like, a Lord of the Rings movie, because the Lord of the Rings movie or a Hobbit movie, those are 3 hours. I don't know how long this new Star Wars movie is going to be. But the goji berries, my husband likes a sandwich. So he'll, like, get a sandwich, and he'll kind of stick that in one of his pants pockets, things like that. And so, I mean, it looks like we're going camping for the weekend when we go to the movies. Also, these theaters are really, really nice. The theaters that we're going to have these seats that you recline in, you know, the Galaxy theaters. So you could recline in them and you could put your feet up. You could even order wine. The problem is I get a little cold, so we bring blankies. So I bring blankets and pillows. So I got blankets, I got pillows, I got any medication I think I'm going to need. I got my hemorrhoid pillow. I got sandwiches, I got slices of pizza, I got my goji berries, I got water, sometimes hubby sneaks in a beer, and I got my mother, right? And we are going to make a day of Mother's Day with it. We're going to talk about, really quickly, later this show, about, you know, ways to, you know, deal with Mother's Day without, costing a fortune or you having to go to the funny farm. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about 4 out of every 10 Hispanics are dying of heart disease or cancer. This is an alarming number. We'll talk about why. We're also going to talk about how apparently nobody really listened to the governor of California last month when they said, cut back on your water. So now they're going to start getting ugly. So we're going to talk about that. We also have a smallmouth bass that has a cancerous tumor, really scary-looking thing. And I know a lot of you guys are thinking Homer Simpson might have put something in the water supply. Well, apparently residents are getting a little bit nervous about why that happened. So we're going to talk about that. All right. And today is National Nurses Day. Give a nurse a hug. Give a nurse a big, juicy kiss. Well, I mean, appropriately, these nurses are the backbone of our healthcare system. I can't thank them enough. They have saved thousands upon thousands more lives than I have. And if I have saved any lives, it was with the help of nurses. So please remember that your nurses deserve the biggest hug, the biggest kiss, and the biggest accolades because of what they do. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. If any of you guys know what the hell Atmos is, I could really appreciate that. And we'll hit some medical news. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
She's alive. She's alive.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. All right. So we got a lot of numbers coming out this week. They say Hispanics are going to reach 23% of the U.S. population by 2035. So we're talking in the next 20 years, or within 20 years, our U.S. population is going to be close to a quarter Hispanic. Okay? Learn your Spanish, people. I'm telling you. You got to learn. All right? They say in the next two decades, they're expecting our Hispanic population to become 85,543,000, according to new Centers for Disease Control and Prevention report. The CDC on Tuesday said the Hispanic population will total 22.8% of the U.S. population by 2035. All right? And where I live, the majority of my patients are Latino. It's wonderful. It was a change that we had started to see in the 70s and 80s, and Hispanics make up the majority of the demographic in our schools, from what I've heard in where I live, and it's a population that I, as a medical doctor, need to learn how to serve. And Latinos have some other issues that they could be more at risk for than people of other races. And, you know, remember I said I kind of noticed a trend where a lot of my Hispanic patients aren't getting breast cancer, but they are getting diabetes. We are seeing heart disease. We're seeing a lot of diabetic retinopathy and blindness. We're seeing neuropathy, a lot of pain issues. And so, you know, when you look at the way the population is shifting and you take a look at what we need in terms of medical dollars, these numbers and these stories that are coming forward are relevant to all of us. So, for example, we got a report that said 4 out of every 10 Hispanics are dying of heart disease or cancer. Now, I don't know how much our population is increasing, okay? We understand that we're having demographic shifts, okay? We understand that we're going to be having less Caucasians and more mixed race. We get that. But are we going to be taking on more and more and millions of more residents of the United States? And are we going to have the money? Are we going to have the funds, the resources to take care of our growing population? Okay, you thought China had a fast-growing population. Okay, we do. Very vast. Very fast. And we need to look at the needs of this population as it comes in. I know Hillary Clinton was talking about immigration and, you know, her stance, and, you know, she was ripping on the Republicans on their approach to immigration. And, I don't want to make this an immigration debate, but I want us to be aware of who are our residents and citizens of America, and are we prepared for that? Okay, so for example, we had a study coming out saying $100 billion was spent on cancer drugs last year. Just last year. 10.3% increase over last year, and considerably more than the $75 billion spent back in 2010. The Wall Street Journal reports that the rise in spending was attributed to patients receiving earlier diagnosis, the longer treatment duration, and improved therapy effectiveness. They say targeted therapies now account for nearly 50% of total spending, growing at an average rate of 14.6%. So we are looking at $100 billion spent a year on cancer drugs. Then we get the report that 23% of our U.S. population by 2035 are going to be Hispanic. And then we get the report the same day that 4 out of every 10 Hispanics die of heart disease or cancer. Are we preparing ourselves for the population that we are taking care of? Whether you're a citizen, whether you're an immigrant, etc. Are we prepared? Okay? No, of course not. Of course not. Where is the money coming from? Now, why would 4 out of every 10 Hispanics die of heart disease or cancer? Right? And why are we not seeing as much breast cancer? We're seeing breast cancer, but I'm just not seeing it as much as I am with white women, black women. Prostate cancer, I'm not seeing that as much either. But then again, we also have different cultural issues, okay? Many Hispanics, in their culture, you go to the doctor to definitely, you know, their number one complaint that I see is to make sure they don't have diabetes. They're very, very concerned about diabetes, okay? But in terms of chronic management, okay, many Latino cultures, you take the medicine and you're done. You know, tome la medicina, you know, termino, and they tell me when it finished. They took the medicine, they finished it, and I'm like, yeah, but did you continue it? Sigue su medicina? You know, no, tome. I drank it. That was it. So the idea that we need to be on something preventative and we need to be on medicine for life is more of an American type of idea. All right? Because a lot of cultures look at, well, no, you take something, you fix it, and you move on. Okay? You know, in the olden days, you didn't take the herb, and you didn't wake up each morning, you take this herb, and this herb, and this herb, and this herb, and then you bury it back under the tree so nobody else could take your medicine. No, only recently do we have medicine cabinets of all sorts of pills that we have to wake up and pop. So that could be a concern. You may have a lot of Hispanics that don't understand from cultural differences that to prevent heart disease, diabetes, etc., you need to be on daily medication and a lot of it. All right? You know, if you're a diabetic, not only do you have to be on diabetic medications, many times you also need to be on cholesterol medications, and you need to be on ACE inhibitors or ARBs to protect your kidneys. Okay, that's a lot. All right, also look at their access. Do they have the access to do all that, to go for the regular sugar testing, to go to the eye doctor regularly? If you're diabetic, you should be seeing the eye doctor at least once a year. I recommend twice, even more, to be keeping an eye on the eyes. Some of you had to see a kidney doctor. Some of you need to see an endocrinologist. Many of you need to see a heart doctor. So how are we looking at the access? You know, is the access there? Now, whether we could debate, you know, what American dollars need to go to immigrant health care, not all day long, but the truth of the matter is whether we have U.S. citizens who are white, black, Hispanic, Asian, or non-U.S. citizens of any demographic, we as a country do not have a system set up where we can manage all these medical expenses and all these demands. And we don't have the resources. So what do we need to do? Well, one thing is, if we are looking at, I guess one of the reports said one in four Hispanics live below the poverty line. One in three Hispanics have limited English proficiency. Hispanics are three times as likely to be uninsured, according to CNN. All right, so if you have somebody who's uninsured, and then they finally go to the doctor when they have an ulcer on their foot or they can't see, now that's going to be a hell of a lot more expensive than catching them before it happens. So maybe we need to deal with or work on a certain outreach projects. Maybe instead of the millions upon millions and millions of dollars that are going to all these campaigns or all the government spending that a lot of the government is doing for poppycock stuff, why don't we have programs? Why don't we have $5 clinics? I don't want to use the word free clinic, but why don't we have $5 clinic or $10 clinics for people to go to where they could actually get medical care, medical checkups, etc.? We got to beat these people to the punch. You know, I'm going to be investigating the telemedicine thing, which has been something that I think has blown us all away as to how we are going to be now taking care of patients remotely. But that may be one of the keys to start teaching people, start getting them interaction with a medical provider. All right, there's a lot we could do through the phone, through the internet, to people that don't want to go to the doctor. They're too embarrassed. They don't have money to go to the doctor, etc. We have this is going to be huge. Okay, I mean this is going to be big. When it comes to people that have mixed race, I'll have people coming in going, look, I have, you know, I'm part black, I'm part Jewish, I'm part Asian. What do I need to do? Well, the mixed race patient to me is the easiest because, you know, I tell you what I would tell anybody else. Okay. You know, I'm going to screen you for everything. Okay. You smoke. I'm still going to do, you know, chest x-ray or CAT scan. Still want you going to see the dentist. Still going to screen you for diabetes. I'm still going to screen you, et cetera. So, you know, many of you that have asked me, okay, what do I do? I got this in my, I'm part Jewish, I'm part Hispanic, I'm part this. You know, honestly, I see that ailments affect everybody, no matter what gender you are. So, as far as I'm concerned, I think we could come up with a checklist of preventative type medicine that we could do for everybody. But we need to be a lot more aggressive about the education and getting these people in before they get sick. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I got to tell you, man, if you are going to do anything online, you are going to order anything online, you have got to make sure to type in coupon code. Okay, just pick the name of the company, just type in coupon code. I just saved $20. I'm such a good man. See, I had to order some extra, you know, medical supplies, some charts for the office while we're going electronic. And I just put my order in, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm spending that much money. And then I'm like, you know what, for poops and giggles, I'm just going to type in, you know, the name of the company. I guess the company switched to, like, Quill. So I typed in that, and there was a coupon code for $20. I just say $20. I am a happy girl. Happy, happy girl. All right, so we got some good news here, and then we got some bad news. Okay, do you guys want the good news, or do you want the bad news? Okay, you know what? Let's do the good news. They say you may be able to fight the flu or a cold with chocolate. Yay! Researchers at the USANA Health Science have found there are five key foods packed with essential vitamins and minerals that do not require you to have to go and get health food, go to a health food store, and pay a lot of money if you can eat these foods. All right? So what are some of the top five natural foods that can help fight infection? And we've talked about these on the show, but number one is chocolate. Yay! Chocolate! Chocolate! Whee! I'm happy. Anyway, they say the chocolate has the theobromine. Theobromine can help reduce the intensity and the length of coughing. Dark chocolate is antitussive, so it could prevent coughs. You know, knock on wood, you guys notice I sniffle a lot. But I don't cough a lot unless I get a real bad, bad cold. Why don't I cough a lot? Because I'm always stuffing my face with chocolate. I love the chocolate. So, you can melt it, you can fondue it. Seems to help with coughing because of the theobromine. Okay, now honey. Honey also has a special protein called defensin. Defensin breaks down bacteria, strengthens the body. It also provides certain acidity. Honey has a low pH, so the acidity provides, quote-unquote, an environment bacteria does not like, and the honey works as an antibacterial agent that is both preventative and would also fight a cold once it strikes. You know how we would put honey in our tea years ago when we were sick? Right, you'd always add honey, tea and honey. And honey seems to work. Now, I know some of you guys are like, wait a second here. I thought we're supposed to be eating alkaline. Doing acidic is not, well, I don't know how to perpetuate that theory on the alkalinity when we have so many good foods that are acidic. And honey is acidic. Lower pH, I'm sorry, not lower pH. It has lower pH, so it's acidic. Salmon, apparently, is pretty good. It's full of essential fatty acid omega-3s, also a major source of vitamin D that promotes cell activation in the body and maintains the immune system. This is Dr. Zhao. Let me see where Dr. Zhao is from. Sheila Zhao is a leading scientist at USANA. All right, Dr. Zhao. Salmon. You know what? I'm starting to eat more salmon. As long as I can lather that sucker up in butter and capers, and I can eat it. I can eat it because, you know, as long as it's not mushy. I mean, I have to kind of feel like I'm eating like a steak type. I could get it in me. Also, the oil, the fish oil, helps reduce the production of your prostaglandins. Now, remember, prostaglandins cause inflammation. So if you could reduce your prostaglandins, you could decrease the inflammation. All right, so they talk about using spinach and broccolini with your, you know, salmon and all that. Again, I'll just put chocolate on my salmon. Next, chicken soup. Chicken soup, you know, a lot of you guys, you know, ask how the Jews did it. You know, how did you guys survive, you know, Pharaoh oppression? How did you survive the Holocaust? How did Jews keep surviving? I credit the Jewish mother's chicken soup. No matter what, we tried to figure out how to get chicken soup. And we wouldn't call it soup, we call it zoop. I think that's Yiddish. You want some zoop? And it just made it sound more delicious. And they're now, keep in mind, remember, I love my mom, but she was the crappiest cook. My mom is the worst cook ever, all right, which is why I am the second worst cook ever. The only reason why I don't credit myself as being the worst cook ever is because my mom really sucks. I mean, she's really a bad cook, all right, but she could make soup. She really could. So, chicken soup, we talked about chicken soup. You got so much going on. Number one, you kind of have the heat, and the heat sometimes makes you feel good. You got a lot of vegetables, so you got the vitamins. then if you're using whole chicken, I mean real chunks of chicken, and when you make chicken soup, you don't just sit there and shred part of the chicken off. You actually, like, put the whole chicken leg in there. Now you got the cartilage being boiled up in the soup, and the cartilage gives off certain anti-inflammatory type stuff. It's really, really good. Throw some garlic in there, throw some ginger, throw some chocolate in your chicken soup, you're pretty good, okay? Then, going back to the acidic foods, you got your citrus fruits, all right? You got your citrus fruits, you got a lot of vitamin C. Vitamin C helps strong bones, muscles, blood vessels, etc. And so, definitely getting citrus food. I remember whenever I was sick, my mom was like, here, eat an orange. You know, eat an orange. I'm like, I don't eat that. That's my throat, mommy. She's like, eat the orange. I'm like, yes, mom. Oh, gosh, I'm so scared of my mom. I still am. So, you eat the orange. Okay, so now we got the bad news. Oh, Lord have mercy. Study comes out saying eating cake and chocolate could lead to Alzheimer's. Wait, what? Chocolate, no. In the Journal of Clinical Investigation, investigate this. Researchers from the Washington University School of Medicine wrote that high blood sugar levels could have, quote-unquote, harm effects on brain function and exacerbate neurological conditions such as Alzheimer's disease. The study used mice, and they found that high levels of blood sugar increased levels of the amyloid beta, which is the main ingredient of plaque found in patients with Alzheimer's. So, high sugar related to Alzheimer's. Now, I know some of you are like, huh? I know. Just keep eating your candy bar. There was another study also at the University of Missouri that found that green tea could potentially have the ability to slow down Alzheimer's, and they found it could even cause regression. Okay, if you use green tea extract. Now, I like the sugary green tea, which kind of negates the purpose. But they're still working on it. I mean, you know, every now and then we have to have an Alzheimer's study. So people know that they're still working on it. And so, you know, Alzheimer's research facilities can, you know, still get money and grants to do research, which is so vital. But when you hear that eating chocolate and cake can give you Alzheimer's, then, you know what, fine. I mean, I really love my chocolate and I love cake. I don't eat a lot of it, you know, but I'm the type of person, you know, I gotta hand it to you guys. Those of you that you know, smoke, are addicted to smoking and are addicted to alcohol. I mean, I am addicted to, you know, sweets. And I cannot walk by a dessert table, right, and just walk by it. I'm going to want to stick my finger or my tongue on whatever it is. Like cannolis, I don't even like those. It's an Italian dessert I really don't like because I'm not really big on cream type stuff, unless it's chocolate. I don't care. I'll eat it. That's how addictions are. So whenever you have a doctor that says, well, you got to quit smoking and you got to quit drinking and, you know, that's bad for you, you got to overcome your addiction, you know, just turn around and go, you know, what if I told you to do that with chocolate? No. You got a point there. All right. Touche. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. All right. When we come back, I want to talk about this small bass fish that has this big cancerous tumor that is starting to freak people out in Pennsylvania. And then, of course, I'll tell you how much more money I save using my coupon code to buy more office supplies. I need to buy more pap smear speculums. I wonder what kind of a good coupon, juicy coupon I could get with that one. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of Better Body Circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, I want to talk about a couple stories, but I have a couple emails I need to quickly talk about. One said, my doctor swore he would never do telemedicine, and now I'm seeing he's advertising that he is. What's up with that? Goes into talking about monetary gain. Why would he change and decide to go to the dark side? He's saying telemedicine is not the dark side, people. But I want to address that. I also want to address Miguel writes, doctor, thank you for your show. My mother's from Mexico and can't find a doctor who speaks Spanish. I tried getting her into my doctor's office, and they told me they don't speak Spanish that well. We need more people like you to help us get the access we need. Okay, hold the phone. Everybody just hold the phone. Okay, hold the phone. First of all, Miguel, your mom coming from Mexico, welcome. Welcome to our country. I think, you know, God bless your mom. God bless you. Welcome. All right, but we need to get the idea out of our heads that we have to expect doctors to know Spanish and doctors' offices to be able to speak the language of all the immigrants coming here. If your mom cannot find a doctor who speaks Spanish, she has got to bring a translator in with her, okay, to the doctor's office. I had a patient yesterday. He was from West Africa. Could hardly speak a word of English. And I'm trying to talk to him about him having contagious illness. And he was not understanding me, and I was barely understanding him. Luckily, we got a family member, and we were able to translate. But you guys are doing yourselves a disservice, expecting the doctor to speak Vietnamese, Mandarin, Spanish, etc. You need to be prepared. And so I hope your mom does find a doctor, and I hope she does get the care she needs. But, it is asking a lot for all medical offices to be fully bilingual. It's the way of the future. We have to. I mean, and I am still brushing up on my Spanish every day because I still don't feel I'm at the fluency. You know, everybody thinks I'm fluent, but I still have a long way to go as far as I'm concerned. I could definitely handle myself in a medical office, but I still have trouble with a lot of dialects, especially with some of the Mayan dialects in the Spanish. I don't understand some of those words, things like that. And in order for me to give you good care, I need to understand exactly what you're telling me. You know, that person we had diagnosed, I had a specialist help me diagnose a neuroendocrine tumor. What started all that was the way he said he felt like crap. Okay? If it wasn't something like that, that I could understand just the nuances and the way he said it, I would have never thought to start checking mono and then starting to go down the path that we started going down the path, and then we eventually find, not that mono's related to neuroendocrine tumors, but it just went down a path where we were able to find something very early. And so I can't do my best job if I can't understand you. And you can't do your best job as a patient conveying what needs to be conveyed if you don't speak the language. So please, if you are coming to the country, to our country, or you're visiting, etc., please bring somebody as a translator, even if the office does speak your language. All right? And many offices now have people that speak multiple languages. But, you know, just don't assume that it's going to be at the fluency that you need. And don't assume that what is getting conveyed is getting conveyed. You know, when I sometimes am doing multiple things and I have a nurse helping me translate, okay, in case I can't sit there and watch the facial expression, because I have to watch the facial expression, one, for clues, and two, to help me understand some of the words, I'll notice that sometimes my nurse will change the translation. You know, he said he's better. Well, no, he didn't say he's better. He said he's still coughing, but the cough is less strong. Yeah, he's better. You got to be careful also. As a medical provider, you need to make sure that your staff is translating correctly, and you as a patient needs to make sure that they are translating it correctly. So here you are going, you know, I've had a cough for multiple months. You gave me an antibiotic. You know, the cough is less, but I'm still coughing. You know, so what should I do? You know, and then the translator, the nurse is like, you know, yeah, you have a cough. You know, it looks like the cough is getting better. It's less. But are they going into the little extra detail that you conveyed? So please, anybody coming to this country that doesn't speak our language, I understand you feel vulnerable, and I understand life would be so much easier if there were multiple places that spoke your language. But please do your part and make sure you have a translator with you. Okay, because that would definitely help all parties involved. And, I mean, eventually we are going to be a bilingual country. It's just we're not there yet. And I just don't assume that those services are going to be there. The other email on how their doctor is starting to encompass telemedicine and starting to now advertise that. Here's the thing, okay? I have never seen an industry grow as fast as the smartphone, iTablet, iPad industry, where people are getting things done by the flip of their phone. You're ordering a cab, you're ordering food, you're turning on the lights in your house, you're turning on your car. There is so much you could do with your phone. You're watching your TV, you're doing your music. It's going to be at the point where you could live in just a tent. And when you you just have your phone. I mean, this is what these phones are doing. And I'm a doctor and I'm watching what's happening with medicine. And I could sit here and say, no, it's better to come in and see the doctor. It's better to come in and see the doctor. But, you know, if your patients are not going to come in eventually and they are going to demand that you talk to them on Skype, all right, and you want them to have the best care and you want them to have your care, you have to go with it. So I've seen more and more doctors say, you want to know what? Fine. You want that service, I'll make it happen. Alright, and I see a lot of reluctancy and I see a lot of excitement. Some doctors are loving the idea that they're not going to have sick people giving each other the flu or giving each other illnesses in their waiting room. You know, and some doctors may later even be able to work out of their house. Fine, you don't want to come in and see me? I won't pay rent. Great, I don't have to have commercial real estate. I could just work out of my house. You know, so you're having some medical providers say, you want to know what? This is awesome. This is the way to retire. This is great. Alright, what I recommend is, I'm actually looking into it. I'm going to be setting up on it, and I'm going to be eventually providing some sort of service. But I want to make sure that whoever is utilizing this service is not getting half-assed care, is getting the best care possible. And I'm not sure where I'm going to go with that and how I'm going to help people through it, but I think there does need to be some guidance, and I think there are ways where telemedicine could be very life-saving for people that are suicidal, people who are depressed, you know, people who don't want to go to the doctor to have their blood pressure checked. You know, we can at least be able to get data to the doctor, medical provider, be able to check on you, see how you're feeling, to have that face-to-face contact. I think there is a lot of good that could come out of telemedicine. But as we are starting to embrace it, we need to see things iron out. Just like with medical marijuana. You're going to start to see a lot more doctors embrace medical marijuana, but we need the jury out. We need to figure out what we need to see the ramifications, the logistics on what is happening, how people are doing, and if this is working. And keep in mind, if somebody is doped out on marijuana and forgets to come to the office to see me, I can just telemedicine and check on them. So maybe it all, you know, works out. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.